So what is that talking about? Well, it talks about Enoch, the seventh of Adam. What happened to him? The Bible tells us that Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. That doesn't mean he killed him. It means he basically raptured him. Okay? He just... By the way, my very first sermon that I've ever preached was Enoch, and it was called Get Your Walk On. Okay? It was like a 5, 10-minute sermon or something. It was called Get Your Walk On. I was still a little ghetto back in those days. So it was called Get Your Walk On, okay? I think I even wrote that on the paper. But it was referring to this. So he was translated. Now, here's the thing. Go to Ephesians. Hold your place there in Colossians. Go to Ephesians chapter 2. So he was translated because he had this testimony that he pleased God. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when we think of translation, we think of basically like a rapture kind of thing taking place. Now, in Colossians 1:13, it says that he translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Now, it's hard to kind of understand this, but it's almost in a sense as though, like, now that we're saved, God basically sees us as though we're already there.